On a quiet residential street, not far from Santa Rosa Junior College, stands the only full-time shelter for homeless and runaway youth in Sonoma County. Funded and operated by Social Advocates for Youth, it's called the Coffee House, in honor of the late Reverend James Coffee. Matt Martin, SAY's Director of Community Resource Development, estimates there are around 11,000 homeless kids in Sonoma County at any given time, and he notes they're getting younger all the time.
What we've seen over the past year or so is a growing population of youth on the street that are as young as 11 years old, but 12, 13, 14-year-olds, and also we're seeing more and more females on the street. Our street outreach team works very hard to get those young folks off the street as quick as possible, particularly the young ladies, because there are a lot of predators on the streets, and if they stay there too long, it's very difficult to get them off.
Teens leave home for any number of reasons, Martin adds, but in most cases, they are getting away from a domestic situation that is unstable or even dangerous.
These young people are running from situations that include domestic situations that have drugs involved, abuse, neglect, a lot of family violence going on. They're not on the street because they are a summer of love kind of a situation. Those young people are on the street because the street is better than their home.
Only a small fraction of these homeless teens find shelter at the Coffee House, which is legally limited to housing kids aged 12 to 17, and even then only with the permission of their parents. There is a strong emphasis on family counseling there, adds shelter manager Anita Rosales, with the intention of paving the way toward reunification.
Our main goal is really reconnecting teens with their families. We can offer them lots of services, but our ultimate goal is to have them go home to their parents and work on issues while they're living at the home so that they can overcome any challenges they have in the future and not feel the need to leave home again.
Family counseling is the critical component toward accomplishing that, explains Martin.
There's research that shows if we work with a young person and we return them to their home without providing them some type of support in the home or with someone there in their environment, they'll just cycle back out. They'll end up back on the street or back at the door of the coffee house. Not only are we working with them, but we're working with their family from over 14 to 26 sessions so that when the next blow up happens, which typically does, there's someone in the home or in their world that understands the situation a little better and can support them through it.
Consequently, Rosales says, the coffee house enjoys an impressively high rate of successful exits.
Our safe exit rate is in the 90%. That is when teens exit here safely to a safe environment, meaning either parents, grandparent, family, friend, or somewhere safe. But most of the kids end up going home with their parents.
In addition to temporary housing, 21 days is usually the maximum stay, the coffee house provides meals and other drop-in services for a much larger number of kids. They've been doing all this for more than 20 years now, long enough that some of the former clients have returned as SAY staff members. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.